Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a big Republican win, it seems like, all around. Now, let's start in Massachusetts, where the Republican Charlie Baker has been elected governor over Democrat Martha Coakley.
Well, I think that the Democratic establishment knew it at the nominating convention before the primary. They soundly said she's not the person to win, and they proved to be right. Down she goes, Charlie Baker, in a tradition that Republicans have done in Massachusetts over the years, wins in blue state Massachusetts. And it'll be interesting to see how he gets along with the Democratic legislature and whether or not he can justify the kind of faith that was put into him by the Massachusetts electorate.
One of the ballot questions, of course, had to do with casino gambling, and it was supported. They voted it down, which means that we will get casino gambling in Massachusetts.
That's right. There were enough signatures to get the thing on the ballot because there were enough people who really don't like the idea of gambling coming to Massachusetts. The governor was for it. The legislature was for it. And I say, hey, the marketplace is going to take care of this. We're going to see whether, like Atlantic City, things begin to fold, or whether people say, let's have our own tax bite out of this thing. Let's make some money here. And Springfield, of course, very happy. Dominic Sarno, the mayor, means a lot of money is coming to Springfield.
To New York, where Democrat Andrew Cuomo has won a second term, defeating Republican Rob Astorino 54-41%.
He won the election. We all knew he would win the election. We all said he would win the election. But there were many, many questions that were raised about the way he went about all of this. And we'll have to see whether or not he continues to prevail in the voters' minds. I think that the real question will be whether he runs for a third term. Insiders are saying he won't do it.
The New York State Senate goes Republican.
That's a shocker, I'll tell you right now, except if you look at it. Look, they said to Dean Skelos, you can draw the districts any way you want to. He drew the districts so that his people would win. Into all of this came Barack Obama, the last election, and there were several surprises. Cece Katchik, Ted Gibson, a number of people won. But this time, without Obama on the ballot, the way in which the districts were drawn by the Republican leader leaves no doubt that they were going to win without Obama on the ticket.
Finally, of course, on the national scene, the U.S. Senate, you predicted it, goes GOP. What does this portend going forward?
It means it's going to be very rough for Barack Obama. And, you know, he's going to have to live out these last 2 years with this millstone around his neck of two Republican houses of Congress. They say they're going to be positive. I have my doubts. We'll see. We'll see just how mean-spirited this all gets.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thanks to you and the news team for all your hard work last night.
Okay, man. Great to talk to you. It's always a little bit rough the morning after.